Dzień dobry Państwu. Witam Państwa w zgromadzeniu.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to extend a cordial welcome at the extraordinary general meeting of NISI convened today as 31st of July at 2026 at 10 o'clock. My name is Monika Wrócka. I am president of the supervisory board of NISI based on article and paragraph 29. Item 5 of the Articles of Association of and paragraph 6 of the rules of the general meeting. I am opening the debate of the extraordinary general meeting of NISA, and at this place I would like to inform you that with reference to information, according to the information of the company, in the today's a meeting is recorded in audio, video, and transmitted via internet. And if any one of you does not wish to have his or her image published, please provide us the information thereof. And in such case, the recording team will not direct camera lenses at the direction of the indicated persons. Thank you very much. An extraordinary general meeting is going to be recorded by the notary, Mr. Marek Tomak. Welcome, Mr. Attorney. And during today's meeting, the shareholders present in the room of the debates will use the electronic voting system, which provides for secrecy of voting wherever it is needed. And please listen to the brief information and instruction concerning the technology of voting. Good morning, my name is Kacper, welcome at this voting system. And every time the voting is organized according to the request of the chairperson of the meeting, and you will have in your devices, you will have the voting system, and please indicate one of the possibilities: for, against, or abstaining. And then in further part, we confirm our response, and so you need to mark the answer and confirm the answer, and then send the answer, submit the answer. Please, please feel free to vote, and if you have any, you know, questions or concerns, please. We will give you a couple of seconds, and I see that 138 shareholders. We will wait for 1 minute and for the end of the voting. And if you don't have any questions, I thank you very much for your attention. Thank you. And now, item number 2 of the agenda, election of the chairperson of the extraordinary general meeting of NISA, and who will chair and run today's meeting. And as a person authorized to open today's meeting, I notify Ms. Anna Kowalik, legal advisor of the Ministry of State Assets. And among other shareholders, are there any other candidates for the chairperson? If so, please notify us about the proposed names. If there are no other candidates, I would like to ask Anna Kowalik whether she agrees to perform the duties of the chairperson of today's meeting. Thank you very much, Madam Attorney. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the content of the resolution, the draft resolution, will be presented on the screen. If there are no objections, I will not read aloud this draft, and also the results of the voting also will be shown on the screen. Thank you very much. There are no objections, so let us start voting in a secret ballot concerning the draft resolution presented in the screen. Please let us start voting, and let us take the minutes of the voting as well.
Proszę w takim razie o zamknięcie.
And now let us conclude the voting and present the results. Thank you for casting your votes and thank you for the results. And I ascertain that the resolution concerning the election of the chairperson of the extraordinary general meeting has been adopted, and Ms. Anna Kowalik, the attorney, has been elected the chairperson of the extraordinary general meeting. Congratulations, madam, and please take over chairing of the meeting. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, thank you very much for your trust and confidence and for electing me as a chairperson, and give me 1 minute to get installed at my position, at my place. Ladies and gentlemen, I have received the list of participants in today's general meeting, and now I will read this list aloud. So please give me a minute. Be patient. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the list of participants has been signed, and it is during the debate it will be available for your views, and based on the list of participants, I ascertained that today we have got 168 representatives of 165 shareholders. Please present the presence on the screen. Capital, you know, the share capital. We have got 100% of capital presented, 385,189 shares. We have got 383,308,159, which gives us 72.37% of the share capital of our company. So this is the present status of presence at the meeting. And ladies and gentlemen, now we are supposed to confirm the proper convening of the extraordinary general meeting and its capacity to adopt resolutions, and we will start subsequent part. You know, if there are no objections, there are no objections from your side, and today's debates are recorded in audio video and transmitted by internet. And it will be placed on the website of the company. So based on the presented documents, I confirm that today's general meeting of NAISA company has been convened properly by announcements placed on the website and the company on the 26th of July, and in the way allocated for conveying information, and also concerning presenting the financial instruments, Article 452 and of the Code of Commercial Companies. And the list of shareholders has been signed and presented in the company 3 days prior to the general meeting. So in this context, I confirm that today's extraordinary general meeting has been convened in properly and is valid to adopt resolutions. So the three points have been fulfilled, and now item 4 of the agenda concerning adoption of the agenda. And as in up-to-date practice, I would like to submit a request to release me from reading the draft resolutions because they were presented on websites. And is any one of the participants against such a solution? So I don't see any objections, and therefore please show on the slide the draft resolution regarding the subject matter of the debates. And according to the request of the Ministry of State Treasury to expand the EGM extraordinary general meeting agenda to include the following item. So adoption of a resolution regarding changes in the composition of the supervisory board. The company published on the 26th of July 2026 the changed the amended agenda and take into account the request of the state treasury's shareholder. So we have got the new and amended agenda. If are there any questions? If not, we will be voting concerning adoption of the agenda. And I would like to ask a formal question whether all the participants have the possibility to cast their votes. I understand that the answer is yes, and we are closing the voting, and please show us the results. And in favor of the adoption of the agenda is 100% of the share capital, 383,380,118 votes, and against 40 votes, but these votes constitutes a very minor number, so it is almost zero against and zero abstaining. And in the voting, 383,180,189 valid votes were cast, and from 100%, they constitute 383,383,000, and which constitutes 72.37% of the share capital of the company. Therefore, the resolution has been adopted. Thank you very much. We have got the agenda adopted at the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, now we will start debating on the next item of the agenda, which is adoption of a resolution regarding consent to the division of the company and related amendments in accordance with the division plan agreed upon by the company as the company being divided and Enea Power and Gas Trading as the acquiring company and the plan agreed upon of the 15th of September 2025 by the company as company being divided with Enea Power Gas Trading as acquiring company. And being representative of State Treasury, I would like to request the break in the debates of today's meeting until the 27th of August 2026, 10 o'clock. This proposal to announce the break results from the necessity to obtain the consent from the cabinet. Article 13, item 5 of the Act of Law on managing the state assets. The procedure aimed at obtaining the company is in pending, and the company hopes that the consent will be granted prior to the suggested new date for the extraordinary general meeting. Without this asset, without their consent, this resolution would not be valid, be in compliance with the state's regulations, and I would, that's why I we request the break in the debate. Please show us the resolution. So we have got the resolution, draft resolution. So we will reconvene at 10:30. Okay. So technical break for consultations of the plenipotentiaries. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that we are prior to item 5 concerning adoption of a resolution regarding consent to the division of the company, but for the reasons I have already stated, request of state from state treasury to fulfill all the requirements of the legal provisions and procedure is pending. So I suggested the break in our debate. So I would like to present the draft resolution on the slides on the screen. When the request was submitted to the cabinet with request to express their consent, well, ladies and gentlemen, on the 16th of July 2026, the Ministry of State Assets have extended the time of the the request for the procedure is really long lasting, so it is within the capacity of subsequent procedures, administrative procedures. So the request is as follows. If in subsequent date on the 27th of August, if you could notify us if there is any further delay or complication, so could the company inform us in the current notice, because the communique, then we wouldn't have the necessity to meet here and we would know that we would not effectively adopt the resolution. Well, it is the request to the company, but I may only say that there is it is envisaged that the consent will be granted within the the date within the debate of cabinets. Well, it is, well, we assume that on the 4th of August they will convene to the debate on that, so reconvention of the national of the General Assembly. Well, it seems that this date is pretty safe, so but the future will show. So we hope that it is a safe date and the break may be announced for the period not longer than 30 days since the date of adoption of the resolution. So we hope that the resolution will be adopted, so and the procedure will be completed, and the draft resolution concerning announcement of the break until the 20th of August. So it is this, it seems that it is a safe date until the 10 o'clock at the same place, the same hotel, the same room. And are there any 20th of August? Are there any questions? Thank you. So my question concerns the most important resolutions, which is not going to be proceeded today, but I want to express them anyway. Last year, the statutes, the articles of the company, were, there was an attempt to change this. And according to the content of the resolution, which is to be voted on the 20th of August, I have got a question. The current division through the spin-off, does it separate the basic activity of NASA? Does it separate the basic activity? Well, can the members of the board respond to this, answer to this question, or will you provide the answer based on Article 28 of the articles of the Code of Commercial Companies? Well, we are going to answer this question at the moment when we are going to vote on the resolution. Thank you. And my next question is, Maybe on the 20th of August, I will get answer to it. After the separation, do you plan to liquidate Enea Eco company? Do you plan to liquidate this Enea Eco? Thank you. I understand that management board will have the time to prepare possible answers on the 20th of August. Okay, are there any further questions? If not, ladies and gentlemen, let's start voting on this draft resolution concerning announcement of a break in the debates of the extraordinary general meeting of the company. So the voting on announcement of the resolution and the announcement of the break is pending. The voting is pending, and of course, we require qualified two-thirds, qualified majority of the votes, two-thirds of the votes cast. And I ask whether all the authorized persons have had the possibility to cast their votes, or shall we wait for another couple of seconds. Do you have any comments or do you have a will to prolong this voting? So I understand that everybody who has had such a will have cast their votes. So I close the voting and please show us the results. So I read aloud the results. In favor, 326,350,879 votes, which constitutes 85.49%, which is abstaining for 55,367,155, which constitutes 14.5%. And against zero. So in the voting, 381,718,034 valid votes, which constitute 72.5 hundredths of the share capital of the company. So we have got the required qualified majority of votes, more than two-thirds, because of 85.49 hundredths of percent. And again, I will repeat, we are going to meet on the 20th of August, 20th of August, at same hotel, same room, at 10 o'clock a.m. And one comment to a shareholder who have asked the questions, because this item has not been included in the agenda because the resolution about the break has been adopted. Please formally, after the break, when we will reconvene the debates, please ask your questions again after the announced break, because today there was a conversation before proceeding this item, and the members of the board will have the time to prepare the answers to your questions. And since we have exhausted this part of the debates, I will close this part of the debate. Thank you very much for your participation, for your voting, and see you again.